This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Forecasters issuing hurricane warnings for parts of Louisiana as Tropical Storm Barry churned ominously from the Gulf of Mexico. U.S. President Trump declared a state of emergency in Louisiana, authorizing the Department of Homeland Security and the Federal Emergency Management Agency to coordinate federal funds and resources to help the state cope with the storm and its aftermath. Meteorologist Benjamin Schott had a warning for the residents.
Heavy rainfall will be possible. Major to near or even record flooding will be possible on rivers and streams around the area.
The National Hurricane Center expects Barry to strengthen before landfall and hit the coast as a Category 1 storm. A Russian transport jet Friday delivered the first parts of the $2.2 billion missile system to a Turkish military air base outside Ankara, causing concern from Brussels to Washington. Turkish defense minister told the acting U.S. Secretary of Defense in the United States that Ankara remains under what he called a serious air and missile threat, and buying the S-400s was a necessity. He added it did not indicate a change in the Turkish strategic orientation. Washington says that the S-400, with its advanced radar that could potentially be used to target NATO jets, threatens to compromise NATO military systems in Turkey. The United States has ruled out delivery of its F-35 fighter jet and the Russian missiles, or if the Russian missiles are deployed, and Turkish firms face being frozen out of the consortium that is building the F-35. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. President Trump on Friday defended his decision to halt the legal fight to add a citizenship question to the 2020 U.S. Census forms. This is a day after issuing an executive order directing the Department of Commerce to obtain citizenship data through other means. Speaking before departing the White House, Mr. Trump said he did not back down on the citizenship question. He says he backed up because anybody else would have given this up a long time ago. Now, instead of using census workers to tally citizens and non-citizens, the president has ordered federal agencies to provide data for establishing citizenship numbers. Experts from the Census Bureau estimate 6.5 million people would not respond if the question were asked, leading an undercount of the census. Labor Secretary Alex Acosta is resigning, and renewed scrutiny of how he handled a secret plea deal with accused sexual abuser Jeffrey Epstein. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
Acosta stood alongside as President Trump announced the decision at the White House.
I said, you don't have to do this.
But Acosta said it was the right thing to do, saying criticism of the deal he oversaw as U.S. attorney in Miami that let Epstein avoid federal charges in 2008 was becoming the Labor Department's focus.
Talking about a case that's 12 years old, rather than about the amazing economy we have right now.
The Justice Department's now investigating the plea deal, and top Democrats had been demanding Acosta quit. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Gibraltar police said on Friday that they had released all four crew members of the Iranian Grace One tanker on bail without a charge after officials detained the ship last week on suspicion of breaking European sanctions by taking oil to Syria. Gibraltar police said earlier on Friday that they had arrested the two second mates from the tanker one day after the vessel's captain and chief officer were arrested. In a statement, the police said all four crew members received bail with conditions. It did not elaborate, but said the investigation was ongoing and that the Grace One remains in custody. British Foreign Secretary Jeremy Hunt.
And we are being clear to Iran that we are not seeking to escalate this situation. The reason that the Grace One was seized was because of the destination. It was going to Syria. That was a clear breach of sanctions.
Iranian Foreign Minister spokesman Abbas Mousavi said Friday the seizure of the tanker has consequences and that Britain's legal pretext for the capture are not valid. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
It's VOA with all the latest.